At the young age of almost 18, Clea Gad is the artist behind one of the two new exhibits at the Wrangell Museum. Paintings by Clea Gad is a collection of 35 oil, watercolor, and acrylic paintings. I'm at the museum talking to Clea as we walk through the exhibit in the museum lobby. Okay, so why don't you just tell me, how did you learn how to paint?
I first started painting in elementary school, starting to practice art, and then I actually didn't start my first oil painting till freshman year in high school, and I took it more seriously and just started practicing.
How long did it take you to paint all these?
Well, I started my freshman year, and after the end of my freshman year, I started my first oil painting. So then when I became a sophomore, I started doing a painting every month, pretty much, starting a new painting. And I just kept going and going and taking more art classes. And now I'm a senior, and I'm not taking any art classes, but I am still practicing art at the school and as well as at home. 3 years I completed all these paintings, and I've even sold some that are in the exhibit right now. So,
why don't you show me your first painting?
Okay, well, the first painting is my tiger painting, which was just my first practice at oil, and I picked this image with a friend who helped me start on it. And after I completed this painting, I really liked dealing with oil paints, and so I continued on to it. This oil painting inspired me to continue painting, so that's where I am today.
So this was your first painting?
Yeah, my first painting, and I still kept it around for memories and whatnot.
So when you did this, were you surprised at your own talent?
Actually, yeah, what I was surprised was how much I actually liked painting, and I was good at drawing and other things, but I wasn't expecting to like oil painting as much as I did, and it came easily for me.
Where do your subjects come from?
A lot of them I get from photos, or if I'm going through magazines, I'll pull out a photo that is interesting or that catches my eye and work from it. But lately, I've been doing some still life projects like the totem pole, which isn't from photo, which I just have to stand there and paint. So that's a still life project, and also the iguana painting, the iguana at the high school, I used for a still life project just to get me painting not from photos.
How would you categorize your paintings? Are they mostly of wildlife?
Yes, all my paintings are of wildlife besides the boat. I have 5 boat paintings. But yeah, and there's a couple people. I just enjoy painting animals. That's my subject. I kind of get that from Alvin Amason, who's up in Fairbanks, and he does a lot of wildlife paintings and whatnot and has fun with them.
Okay, so from this exhibit, why don't you show me your most recent painting?
Okay, that would be the moose, and there's the moose, and then the ravens over here. So I'll show you that. To go back, and this one too. So these are the latest 3: was the totem, the moose, and the raven.
Okay. And so when you look at these paintings, how do you think you've grown as an artist?
I think that with every painting that I've been working on, that each one gets better, and my improvements are developing more, and I could just see changes from one painting to the next. So I think that with every painting that I produce, I am getting better as an artist, as well as finding new ideas to put into each painting.
And how long does it take you to do each painting?
Usually roughly between like 2 to 4 weeks I would average, because last year I was getting a painting done once a month. Of course, school's only for 8 months, so I did about 8 paintings within that year.
What are you thinking about when you're painting?
I just try to concentrate on the painting itself, and I try not to make it a challenge, even though sometimes I run into challenges, but I just kind of look at it for fun, and that's why I want to go into the art field, because it's something that I like and that I'm starting to be successful at.
Okay, so show me one painting that you had challenges in.
Okay, let me see. I would say it would probably have to be the boats, because in the boat paintings, you have to worry about the lines being perfectly straight and the shadows hitting the boat perfectly, and it's a little bit more of a challenge because all my boats were commissioned work, and so I wanted to make sure that they were nicely done and, accurate.
Tell me about that. People actually commissioned you to do these?
Yes, actually. My first boat was commissioned, and then the guy that I did the first boat wanted me to do two more. So then I did two more paintings for him, so that totaled to be three. And then after somebody saw those paintings, they wanted me to do another one. So then that's when I did the Seduction Point, and then my last was the Janet Lee.
How does it feel to see your art in a museum?
Actually, it's nice. It feels like they belong here for now, and it's nice getting them out of my house where people can enjoy them.
What do you think your future is in art?
Well, I hope to become more of a successful artist, and I hope that I get better, and I want to go attend a school to get my bachelor's of fine arts.
Do you prefer painting over doing schoolwork?
Yes. I would be painting 24/7.